With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A documentary about a community's fight to stop a gold mine north of Yellowstone National Park will premiere Saturday at the prestigious Banff Mountain Film Competition in Canada. The award-winning filmmaker is based in Clyde Park, north of Livingston. Eric Peterson says getting into the Banff competition is one of the goals he sets for himself each time he makes a documentary. His newest, Paradise, will be his third film to make the cut.
I'm just excited to have it in front of such a big audience. That's kind of the goal with these outdoor adventure documentaries, is you put so much work and time into them that it's fun to be rewarded with an audience of that size and that stature.
Peterson's 20-minute film focuses on a diverse group of local business owners, conservationists, and recreationists who unify against exploratory drilling in Immigrant Gulch to protect their quality of life and the tourism economy in Paradise Valley. The film shows breathtaking views of snowy peaks and the Yellowstone River that winds through the valley, as well as little scenes of daily life, making pancakes, waxing skis,
helps the ski slide,
feeding chickens, from the people who call this place home. Brian Wells is a conservative small business owner featured in this clip from Paradise.
I hope my grandkids grow up and love this place. I hope they understand that their grandpa fought for this place.
Peterson says Wells played a big role in bringing all the different groups together.
He was kind of the bridge to bring the environmental groups and the conservation groups and the business owners and the landowners and the ranchers of Paradise Valley. I think he helped unify all those groups.
Peterson says Wells will help introduce the film in Banff on Saturday. Public screenings of Paradise and panel discussions are tentatively planned for early January in Bozeman, Livingston, and Red Lodge. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.